Father God, that every person that's under the sound of my internet, they may be here in the sanctuary. Father, I pray that their ears are open to hear. I pray that their hearts are open to receive your word, because your word is a life changer. Hallelujah. Your word is a life changer. Because of your word, things that seemed impossible become possible. And as we stand on your word, stand in faith, walk in faith, those possibilities become realities. So we thank you, Father. And I just thank you, Father God, as the folks receive your word, Father God, receive it by faith, act on it, that there are some possibilities that's going to become possibilities because they will have heard your word and realized that their situation Hallelujah. And by exercising faith in your word, I thank you that their possibilities will become realities in their life and they will experience what they need in their life. It may be in their bodies, maybe in their finances, maybe in some other area. We want to thank you, Father, for moving in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said, amen. Amen. Praise God. And praise God. I was blessed by what Minister Tony shared with us during the offering time. And praise God. That's the word of God, folks. That is the word of God. Now, I want to go back to where I began 3 weeks ago, which is in the book of Genesis, chapter 8. So go there real quick with me. Genesis chapter 8. Hallelujah. And I just want to read one verse. And this is what the Lord said. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night. What's the last three words? Shall not cease. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, having read that, let's go back to Galatians, the sixth chapter. Galatians chapter 6. And we understand, and I told you this before, that seed time and harvest time is a biblical principle. You get that? Seed time and harvest time is a biblical principle. Now, I'm going to touch, if I have time, I need to go ahead and take my watch off so I can see it, but I'm going to touch a little bit more on the financial side of it a little bit later on. But it's a way of life. It's the way that we should live. It is the way we live. Listen to me. It is the way we live. Now, hear me real good. In Galatians, the sixth chapter, drop down to the seventh verse. It says in verse 7, I think last time I read began at verse 1, but I will pick it up at verse 7 this evening. It says, listen real closely, do not be deceived. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, you see that? You see that word, whatever? For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Verse 8. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Glory be to God. Now look at what it says in verse 9. And let us not grow weary while doing what? Don't allow yourself to become weary while you are doing good, because you understand something, there is a season. There is a season. If we don't quit, if we don't give up, the season will come when we'll reap what we sowed. Verse 9 again, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll reap if we don't lose heart. Therefore, you see that, verse 10? Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do what? Do what? Let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Hallelujah. And we've just been told in verse 7 that whatever a man sows, that they will reap. So listen, brothers and sisters, it's not limited to finances, but finances is certainly included in that. But the Word of God is telling us to do good. Do good. Do what's right. Because if you do what's right and don't quit, in due season, you are going to reap. Amen. Now, Minister Streeter is a farmer. And you're not doing much farming now, right? But for years and years, you have. I don't believe that you put seed in the ground, corn. What did you farm?
Corn.
Soybean. corn, soybeans, vegetables. All right? There was a planting season where you placed the seed in the ground. I don't believe you went back in a couple of days and expect to have soybean pods or corn on the stalks, because you understood I planted, but in due season I'm going to have corn. In due season, I'm going to have soybeans. In due season, I'm going to have some vegetables, because it takes time. In the meantime, you want to make sure your seed is fertilized. Washed by the water of the word. Y'all follow me, right? How many of you know when you plant seed in the ground, the seed needs water also? Yeah. Amen. And that takes me back to this past Sunday, our words and the word of God. Here's what I'm getting at. When you do good for someone else, in due season, it's coming back to you. Amen. I said amen. It's coming back to you, because it's a scriptural principle of seed time and harvest. It's a God thing. And I know some folks, some folks, all they want to do is give just so they can get. Give so they can get. No, you just obey what the Word of God says. If the Word of God says give, you give. If the Word of God say do good to your neighbor, you do good to your neighbor. If God tells you to bless someone financially or bless someone with some goods that you have, do it. Matter of fact, sometimes you bless people that can't bless you back themselves. You're not looking for anything from them. You're looking for your blessings from God. Amen. Listen to me. It is a blessing to help someone who cannot help you back. Amen. Glory to God. I want you, excuse me, upstairs. I read this last time. I'm going to read it again. Galatians chapter 6, beginning at verse 7 in the New Living Translation, please. I'm going to read verse 7 through 10, I think, New Living Translation. It says, don't be misled. You cannot mark the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. Verse 8. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. There it is. There it is. But, everybody say but. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. Verse 9. So let's not get tired of doing what's good. At just the right time, we will reap what?
A harvest of blessing
if we don't give up, if we don't quit. One more verse, verse 10. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith. Amen. I said amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. We must be totally convinced that God's going to take care of us. What we need to do is what God tells us to do. And do it by faith, whether it feels good, look good, smell good. And Jesus really challenged us, didn't he? Well, you don't know where I'm going with this, but you will. Jesus really challenged us because he told us, listen, this is what I want you to do. I want you to do good to them that mistreat you. Do good to your enemy.
Amen.
You do what's right. Amen.
Amen.
We must be willing and determined to sow good seed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, real quickly. We covered this, but I want to read it again. Proverbs chapter 11. Let's go there as quick as we can. Proverbs 11. Now, remember I told you, and we talked about this, God wants to bless us materially and financially, right? Oh, yes, he does. Now, Proverbs chapter 11, beginning at verse 24, it says, there is one who scatters, yet increases more. And there is one who withholds more than is right, but it leads to poverty. That's the reason, folks, one of the reasons that we need to give God our tithe. We need to obey him in that area. Verse 25, the generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will what? Will also be watered himself. Glory to God. How many of you want to please God? I believe that's everybody. Don't you want to please God? Amen. Hebrews chapter 13, real quick. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter 13. Look at verse 16. But do not forget to do good and to share. For with such sacrifices, finish it. God is well pleased. Let me read it again. But do not forget to do good. Be a blessing. Help somebody. and to share. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Glory to God. The New Living Translation reads this way, verse 16. And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that pleases God. Hallelujah. Now I want to close this out. I want to share a few more verses with you, and then we will quit. Proverbs chapter 19. And you can just mark these scriptures in your Bible. Proverbs 19, verse 17. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will do what? It's on the screen if you hadn't found it yet.
What he has given.
Hallelujah. Seed time and harvest. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. God is God, and God is a good God. So our measuring stick is different than his. Because Jesus said in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will men give unto your bosom. Because what measure that you meet or what measure that you give, it will be given back to you. Hallelujah. Again, the principle of seed time and harvest. Glory to God. Flip over to chapter 28. Look at verse 27. He who gives to the poor will not lack, but he who hides his eyes will have many curses. Let's go to another very familiar one. I just want to share these with you before I quit. Go to the book of Malachi. Third chapter. And this is in reference to giving to the ministry. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. It says, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Glory be to God. And I know some say, well, preacher, that's back under the law. We you know, that we don't have to bother with that today. We just give. Well, I'm reminded of Abraham when he met Melchizedek. He went and fought a battle and won. And they had many goods that they captured. Melchizedek met Abraham. Bread and wine. Abraham gave Melchizedek 1/10 of the spoils. 1/10. That was before the law now. That was before the law. Gave him 1/10 of the spoils. And of course the king of Sodom said, well, you know, Abraham, if you give us our people back, you can just keep everything. Abraham says, forget that, because I don't want anybody to have to say that you made me rich. In other words, Abraham was saying, my prosperity came from God. It comes from God. Amen. And the Bible talks to us, and we won't go there this evening, but righteous labors. Righteous labors. Hallelujah. Y'all still here? Amen. Want one more before we go? One more. All right, we'll do one more. Second Corinthians chapter 9. Second Corinthians chapter 9. You familiar with this? Now, as I get ready to close out, if you are giving, you need to do it cheerfully. If you're giving your tithe, or you're giving offerings into the church or into some other ministry, whatever it may be, you need to do it cheerfully. You need to do it with the right attitude. If you're doing something to help someone, you help them with the right attitude. Are you still here? Because attitude is important to God. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, I'll begin reading at verse 6. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. See, this is throughout the Bible, folks, Old Testament, New Testament. And he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. But let each one give as he's purposed in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves what kind of giver?
A cheerful
giver. Hallelujah. Now you need to read the whole chapter so you can get the whole story. Because some may say, see, I told you, you know, I don't have to give 10%. I can just give whatever I want to. Well, if you read the whole thing, you'll find out here he's talking about offering, giving to help. Okay? The Bible talks about the tithe and the offering. Everybody say tithe and offering.
Tithe and offering.
Amen. Tithe is specific. That's 10%. Offering is whatever God tells you to do beyond that, or whatever you choose to do beyond that. Amen?
Amen.
So in verse 7 again, he says, so let each one give as he has purpose in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And verse 8 says, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for what? For every good work. Verse 9, as it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. Glory be to God. Now, may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. While you are enriched in everything for all liberality, which causes what? Thanksgiving through us to God. Glory to God. Listen to this. For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints. See, these are gifts to help those in need. You still with me?
Amen.
For the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also is abounding through many thanksgiving to God. Now, as I close this out this evening, this is what he is saying. He said, because you chose to give, to help the poor, to help those in need, especially the saints, the church that had a need, and because you was willing to give, to help, because of your love for God, and because of your love for those that had a need, there will be many thanksgivings and praises that come up to God. Glory to God. In other words, when we give, especially to help someone else, it causes blessings and praises to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for meeting that need. How many of you? I know I've been there. Have had a need in your life and someone gave to you and blessed you, and of course you thank them. Of course you thank them. But you also look up to God and say, Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Ken, many, many years ago, brother, that bag of grocery you brought to my house, we didn't even live in Chiroy at the time. It's tattooed on my mind. I'll never forget it. And every time I think about it, I just want to thank God. I thank you. And I thanked you then. But it's been that long. Because we had a pretty serious need. I had a pregnant wife, and we didn't have a whole lot of money, and we didn't have any food. Was it Crystal, right?
I was praying
for Crystal. Crystal. Your name coming up a lot in these services. But and we didn't have a whole lot of food. I didn't know he was going to do that. Got off that van with that brown paper bag. You don't see many of them, that brown paper bag today. They got the other, but gave it to us. And Kathy about come to tears when I talk about it, because she had, would you ask God for something specific? You know how pregnant mamas are. Sometimes it's certain foods they just kind of crave. Any of you sisters can relate to that? Come on, don't leave me out here hanging by myself. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. And let me tell you something. God cares about peas. And in that bag was a can of peas. That's what she wanted. We didn't go out advertising, oh, we need some peas. We need some, Lord, will somebody bless us? But no, we didn't do any of that. We just praised God and we stood on his word. I'm going to tell you something. When you're at your worst, when it's midnight in your life, midnight in your situation, it doesn't have to be finances. It can be something else. It could be health, or it could be something else. That's not the time to quit. That's the time to stand on what God said and praise him. Just like you already got it material. You can just look at it and see it. Because the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things not seen. Well, let me tell you something. If you have some evidence there, you can bless the name of the Lord. It may not have materialized physically yet, but you can bless God because you believe what he told you. During that whole time, we were givers. We didn't have a whole lot to give, but we gave what we had, and God honored it. Hallelujah. We get, say that again. Well, they can't hear you out there, but she said we gave our tithe. We didn't take the tithe and buy a can of peas. But God sent the prophet by with a bag of groceries, which included peas. Brothers and sisters, seed, don't ever forget that. Seed time and harvest time. And it is bigger than finances. Let's make up our mind. I'm going to be a blessing to someone else. And I'm going to plant good seed. Because you can plant good seed, you can plant bad seed. We see it in Galatians that if you sow to your flesh, you're going to reap what? Corruption. Amen. I'm supposed to be quitting, Nana. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did this bless you tonight?
Amen.
Amen. And let me remind you what the Word of God tells us. We are blessed. Oh, you know that? We are blessed to be a blessing. Amen. Tell yourself, say, I'm blessed. Say it again. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your faithfulness to your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, that we can walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. But we can stand on your word. And as we obey your word, whether it's financially, materially, or just speaking words, of comfort to someone, or giving something materially, whatever it may be. May we do it with all our heart. And because of our faithfulness, praises will come back to you. You will be glorified because they will know that it really came from you. Father, thank you for the honor of being a vessel in your service. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. If you're watching the service this evening,